Come on.
Are you ready?
Welcome to Dave and Mahoney.
Mahoney, I think that you and I can relate to this because we have a bromance, obviously, after all these years.
20 years of friendship, Dave. You and I have known each other.
That was Audrey, by the way.
Dave and Mahoney. They don't know. Theater of the mind. You guys just kissed. Did it again. Whoa.
That's how we like to start every show.
Yes. I watch.
All right.
And now, this is Dave and Mahoney.
Hello, friends. Let's get things going with some good news and some bad news. What would you like first there, Mahoney?
Dave, why don't we start today's show with some bad news?
Boy, I hate this. So JP Morgan Chase & Company, which is obviously a massive company.
One of the biggest banks in the world, yeah.
Yep. They are starting to use a new resource called WADU, which is the Workforce Activity Data Utility. And you're like, okay, whatever. That sounds like
What's it stand for?
Workforce Activity Data Utility.
So it's spyware.
That's exactly what it is. So it's an artificial intelligence and machine learning system for workforce human behavior. So starting at the moment that you arrive at the building, if you're an employee, WADU is tracking you using facial and speech recognition. And most of the offices under JP Morgan Chase, they have cameras that are set up throughout the offices.
Uh-huh.
And so, because obviously it's a bank, right? It's got pretty high definition AV security systems. So every manager gets access to a dashboard that lists all of the metrics about their subordinates.
This is so dystopian to me.
It is crazy.
It freaks me out because we had, during the pandemic when we were all working remote, we had a lot of companies that were doing spyware similar to this from whenever you were working from home. And you saw people like buying things that would vibrate their mouse so it would show their bosses that they were working.
Yep.
You know, and it kind of stimulates some sort of panic within a worker just because you're at the building or just because you're moving your mouse doesn't
mean
you're
doing... Wait, where can you buy a vibrating mouse? Just asking for a friend.
Yeah.
I'm asking for a friend.
I got a link or two. But, like, you know, for real, though, I feel like whenever you put that sort of stress on people in your company, that doesn't make you a better worker just because you show up to the building.
Dude, so, like, what's crazy about this, though, is that every manager gets access to the dashboard that is listing out all these metrics, and it's updated in real time. So you'll also get notice that your microphone will go hot shortly after login. So anything that you say gets processed.
I'd just be like, this place sucks.
Dude, it's so creepy.
Why can't we live in a world where we have, like, our jobs are tasks. If we finish our tasks or do our tasks, what does it matter? Why do you have to be constantly, like, supervising every moment of every second of every day, man? It's mind control.
Exactly. Are you trying to eliminate what they believe as a company is, workplace theft? You know what I mean?
No,
like, theft of paycheck because you're not working for the exact 8 hours, 9 hours of the day,
that both you guys are, right? Like, if you get the job done, I don't care if you can do it in 8 hours or in 20 minutes. If you're doing what you need to do,
I'm paying
then
you
who
to
cares?
Complete this task.
That's it.
Period.
Yeah, so shame on you, JP Morgan Chase
Be
and
better.
Company. Be better than that. It's garbage. Some good news today as well. EA Sports is going to add college athlete names and likeness to their video game.
Should have been doing this.
Are they going to get paid for it?
Yeah. So that's kind of, you know, one of the things that's recently happened because there's been a big outcry.
Last two years, since they started accepting
endorsements and sponsorships and things like that. And I mean, you got to think, we've talked about this a lot on the show over the years. Many, the vast majority of
90%.
College athletes, that's the peak of their athletic career. And so if they're not able to monetize it because they don't make it to the bigs, then they just never make a single dollar, even though they're an exceptional athlete.
Well, the issue is that the fact that the kids have been making the colleges millions and billions of dollars over the years. And then for them to just be like, well, they're students. They should just be going to school here or whatever.
Free education,
blah, blah, blah,
or
blah,
discounted
blah.
Education.
We're providing them an education, really.
Yeah, meanwhile, we've learned that a college degree isn't worth much these days.
I had student athletes as my friends whenever I went to the University of Kentucky. And I have heard stories where, sure, like, you get, like, free room and board, or you get, like, access to, you know, the nice gym if you're on the football team. But a lot of them were hungry. You know what I mean? Because you're not, they come from, this one individual that I know came from a poor family.
Sure.
You know, so it's like if you're going there in order to try and better yourself and they're like, hey, here's, you know, thanks for making me millions and billions of dollars on the field. Meanwhile, you can't even afford but one meal.
Keep in mind, the schools are still not paying them, even though I believe they absolutely 100% should. They're just allowing them to use their own name and face
to profit off of it.
To make money.
Like anybody else could normally in life.
Yes, but if you're a sellable commodity, the fact that they've been C-blocking these kids from making money.
Decades?
Yeah, it's just
dirty.
The
NCAA is trash.
Yeah, so the fact that EA is doing this and they're going to help to facilitate potential sponsorships and things like that for some of these student-athletes, it's about damn time.
Dave and Mahoney. You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Show.
Audrey, you just got yourself a new puppy, and she is just the cutest, tiniest little thing. You showed me a picture earlier today of her next to a Starbucks cup, and the Starbucks cup is bigger.
It is honestly bigger, and her name is Elmo, little redheaded girl. I'm a mom.
You need to get like one of those big coffee cups and put her in it.
What I'm really excited to do is
a photo shoot. Yeah. Dude, I will do all the, like, I'll tell you this. You know, I got all that fancy camera equipment.
Yes.
We should set up some time for photo shoots with your pup.
Yes. Wait. Yeah.
How many people have you had offer to do a photo shoot of your dog? Like, what is happening?
So it's really wild. I mean, people are actually stopping me like I'm a beetle. And it's not for me. It's for her. She is a celebrity everywhere I go. It's kind of honestly overwhelming.
You know, what's really funny is that first off, like I've seen this in real life because my mother-in-law got her little puppy and very similar looking to
Buttons
little Elmo.
Buttons is his name.
Benjamin Button.
Are you kidding?
That's a good name, too.
Yeah, Button. It's really cute. But she, my mother-in-law, loves the attention because normally she's just,
that's,
you know,
my boyfriend. Oh,
does not get that sort of love from just everyone that you're around out in public, right? But like you said, it's like being a celebrity where people are coming up and they're just loving on this little dog.
Mm-hmm.
And she just gobbles it up.
I'm more of a, like, in the background, in the shadows type of person. Like, I don't really like being in the mix, in the front like that. So I've kind of let my boyfriend carry her and take charge of dealing with the public. But
he's your muscle.
He is.
Yeah. You got to get like little Audrey Hepburn glasses for her. Yeah.
Well, the reason why I, you know, because you talked about how excited you are, but the reason why I brought up little Elmo is because half of Americans say that their soulmate is their pet.
Yeah, I feel like that's really tough because I feel like whenever I think about my soulmate as a pet, we've talked about Blue, my dog that I had in the past, and we went through 10 years of life together. I mean, I moved multiple times, went through multiple heartbreaks, you know, had a life in my 20s with him. And if everybody thinks about what your life in your 20s were, I mean, you're constantly changing, going from broke to getting your first job. You know, I went through days where I didn't eat so he could, you know, ramen noodle budget style stuff.
He was the only thing that was consistent throughout that decade of life.
Absolutely.
And unconditional love from him. And I'm with you, man. Like, I could see what you said, 15%?
No, 50.
50.
So the poll, it was 2,000 pet owners. So a significant size poll. 53% say that they think that their pet knows them better than anyone else in life, including their best friends, family members, or even their significant others.
I don't know if they know them better, but do they love them more?
Yes, it's that unconditional love. I mean, you feel like I talk to my pets. I don't know if most people do or not, but I mean, it's almost kind of like they don't give you any type of affection other than the proper one in the moment. And like those, like when you cry and they lick up your little tears, like it's just like that compassion that you feel towards your pet in that moment.
Yeah, like
I can understand this
feeling.
Yeah,
your pets know when you're sad, they know when you're happy, they know when you want to play, all that
and
stuff.
And they are perfect little angels. And I mean, I get it. Like, for me, man, like, you know, you lose people who are close to you, it sucks. But like, there's nothing like losing a dog that you love unconditionally because they've done you no wrong.
Oh my God, I'm getting emotional. No, I feel like it's a beautiful thing. It's a very sad thing because, like you said, Mahoney, they're only in our lives
for such
a short
time. Dogs should live to be 100 years.
They should. Yes. Like, can we opt in to make parrots not live as long and trade it for a dog?
Can we swap the timeline of a parrot and a dog, please?
Parrots can live to be like, what, 100 or something?
Yeah,
crazy?
And all they do is bite you.
They hate you. And they'll rat you out. This is an interesting stat. And Audrey, I'm curious if you do this with your pets, but 45% of people say they tell all of their deepest secrets to their pets.
I feel like that they, yeah. I mean, I don't know if I'm like, hey, man, I killed someone. Like, I don't think people are out here doing that.
I murdered someone back in 1984. I did that once.
And then they're like wagging their tails. And it's like, good job. Like, no, I don't think anybody's out here doing that.
I did that once, and my dog turned government informant and went into witness protection. Bitch.
Yeah, you're a rat terrier.
Should have known better.
This is the Dave and Mahoney Show.
Yay! Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for Dave and Mahoney? Call 833-YO-DUMMY.
Please record your message.
This is the voicemail.
Please leave a message after the tone.
So somebody goes to the bathroom around you and then comes out and you know they didn't wash their hands. Are they instantly dead to you?
Message deleted.
We used to have a general manager, a boss, and he would never wash his hands. And it astounded me. Like, if you saw him and he didn't see you, I could understand that. Like, he was trying to sneak out of the bathroom. He's in a rush, whatever. There would be a bathroom, and there would be, like, three people in there, and he would go use the urinal.
Number two.
And number two, and then walk straight out, and just not a single even motion towards the sink. Not even the fake, like,
dude,
I'm going to go over and quickly do this. None of that.
I mean, if I'm being real, there's times. Number one, you don't have to.
Do you wash your hands at home after you go?
I've rinsed them.
Yes.
I've rinsed
you
them.
You do?
Yes.
But number one, like if I'm not sweaty, like my stuff's clean. I'm clean.
Yeah, see, I've heard a pretty compelling argument that you wash your hands before, right?
Well, because that's such a Don King. You know, that's an old Don King.
Don King?
Yeah, Don
really?
King, the promoter, Mike Tyson's old promoter.
Oh, I know who Don King is.
Was
yeah.
like, I wash it before because, I don't want my dirty hands touching, you know.
Yeah, your spectacularly clean ween.
Uh-huh.
I mean, but that actually does kind of make more sense.
Of course it does. Because, like, that's not touching anything else throughout the course of the day,
nothing.
Right?
There's no interaction
unless
there.
It's a really good day. The dirty part is your hands. You'd want to wash that beforehand. But, yeah, this general manager just not even a motion towards
that's
the sink.
Pretty dumb.
It did, to answer this guy's question, it made me think less of him.
But everybody in the building at that time, he's no longer in radio. He was run out. But everybody in the building knew about that habit.
And that's why he was run out of the business.
As he should be.
Mm-hmm. Please leave
wash your hands
after the tone.
Are there any politicians you can honestly say you trust?
Message deleted.
No, of course not. They're all in it for themselves. If we could all agree on one thing, it's that all politicians are dirtbags.
I don't like
car salesmen with power.
Anybody who wants that kind of power, I don't trust.
No, why would you want to be a politician? What an awful thing.
Yes, because anybody who's like half decent knows better.
I just feel like whenever I grew up, I had this... I don't know. It's just really weird whenever you have that cloak that's just kind of like unveiled from your eyes of, because you grow up doing the whole like the voting booth and you get so excited. You have kids who just like want to be president. And then you realize like unless you are ready to just have your soul sold in order for you to be able to not care about the people, because it's not what it is. It's all for your individual power and like trying to gain access to whatever it is that you want as a political person. That's just not what I think that a lot of people who go into that believe that it is when you're like
people,
10.
Yeah.
You know
people,
what I mean? It's like you're for the people when you're 10.
Yeah,
but whenever you're 72.
No, I was lying. I was running for class office. I was promising chocolate milk in the water fountains,
yeah,
man.
Because you were for the people.
But no, I mean, I was also lying
you
through
had
my
human interest.
Yeah, you're lying through your teeth so that way but you're setting the table that you can be bought off.
That's
you're
right.
Just offering them something.
Big milk.
First.
That's
big
right.
Big
chocolate milk. Get at me.
So at what age should you get off your parents' family plan? I'm in my 30s and I'm still on my family plan, but I give them money every month. I mean, is that cool or should I be an adult and maybe get my own now?
I am 41 and I'm on a family plan with
you
my parents.
You are ridiculous.
Well, we save so much money.
It's
stop it.
It's cheaper to do that.
We save
stop.
So much money.
Stop.
But you pay
so,
for it.
Be an adult.
I mean, I probably should. I think.
Wait,
mom.
you're not even.
I owe my mom like $3,000.
You're not paying for it. You're making your mom pay your cell phone bill. I hope she's reading your texts. Can you imagine? She has access to all the things you're doing on your phone.
My dad still pays for mine too.
Because you are also a child. Be an adult. Put your jeans on.
No,
pay your bills.
We're doing it to save our parents' money.
No, it does not save
Audrey?
Your parents'
yes.
money. You just
That's
said
what we're doing.
That you're
I started
costing
to pay
your parents.
Him. I paid him in the beginning, and then I started to forget, and I got a little poor there in the middle.
I changed
middle.
Bank accounts. My mom had like an auto draft out of mine, and then I changed bank accounts.
You
so he also started in the beginning. paying for
Chris,
his bill?
You got to help me out here. Do you pay your own cell phone bill?
Yes.
Thank God.
You're listening to Dave and Mahoney.
Out of all of the celebrities out there, Tom Cruise has got to easily be the weirdest, most unrelatable dude out there that I love his work. Like, I can't imagine having a conversation or a dinner with Tom Cruise and not being totally weirded out.
Yeah, I hate him personally, but as a artist, as Ethan Hunt, as the Mission Impossible or Jack Reacher movies, you know, or Maverick in Top Gun, he's truly an amazing actor, but that also kind of tracks along the way, because one of the things we always forget about actors, all you're doing is lying.
Yeah.
You're just lying and pretending. He's the best liar and pretender on the planet.
And the better liar you are, the more convincing
and
as a great character.
Runner. And a really good runner.
Great runner. And you know what? There's a new Mission Impossible coming out, which is why I brought this up. But it's going to be Mission Impossible Dead Reckoning Part 1. So I guess it's going to be another series of new Mission Impossible films.
Have you seen the trailer for it, though?
No. Is it awesome?
Mahoney, have you seen the trailer
for
it?
Oh, yeah.
So I say sure because, you know, it's one of the best action films of all time. But it's really interesting because I feel like Tom is doing something for the people of Hollywood who feel like they may have aged out of action films. And I know that might sound like ageist or whatever, but there's really no one young in this film.
But there's no young action stars really anymore. We're kind of like
everyone has
like
gray
the Rock
hair
and like Vin Diesel.
But The Rock is 50.
No, I know, right? As far as like the next generation, I mean, Ryan Reynolds, because he's
but
done...
Ryan Reynolds is like 45.
Yeah, who's the youngest?
Holland.
You've got Tom Holland is the Chalamet. Only one, and the kid from the kid who played Elton John and who was in The Kingsman.
Yeah. Oh yeah,
that's a vague
one.
But
I remember his
name,
and he's so great.
But
so
again, great. It's been the same action stars basically our entire lives. I feel like Jason Statham and The Rock were the last two. Maybe Jason Momoa were kind of grandfathered in.
We were talking about this earlier, and it kind of feels like, Mahoney, you're so right, there is no one young, so we're repurposing all of these older actors. Like the new Indiana Jones movie, we're keeping Harrison Ford in there. Tom Hanks, or not Tom Hanks, Tom Cruise.
I want a Tom Hanks action film.
Dude, he's got a new movie on Netflix that's apparently a super tearjerker.
It's
but,
funny
yeah.
that you say, like Denzel Washington. Like still going to him for action films, you know, and he's still good in a lot of stuff, right?
He's a great actor. That's the thing. But like, we could be done with Arnold and Sly
and Will Smith.
Yeah,
done with Will Smith.
Yeah.
It's just I don't know. I just am kind of ready, and I don't want to seem ageist, but I'm kind of ready for the next generation. Who's it gonna be? Like, this is, it just feels like it's gonna be too old for me personally.
I don't feel like it's too ageist when you're talking about people like in their 70s as an action star. I mean, I'm 43 years old and I, you know, threw out my back napping. You know, it's like,
golfing the other day was the most, I'm like, whew. I got to get one of those suction cups on the bottom of my club so I don't have to bend over to pick up the golf ball out of the hole anymore. That's my next purchase.
Well, like one of those things that you get garbage off the side of the road with?
Yes.
Is that why you didn't put any golf balls into the hole?
That's exactly, strategic.
Very smart move.
This is the Dave and Mahoney Show.
When you're looking for love in all the wrong places.
Does it smell like chloroform to you?
What?
It's the Missed Connection Inspection on Dave and Mahoney.
So many people out there looking for love, and sometimes, you know, Mahoney, you meet an individual and you really feel like you missed your opportunity, like there's a connection there, but you just didn't shoot your shot in the moment. And so you think, where could I possibly go to try to reignite that flame? Or maybe that person also felt that same connection and they're looking for me. And the answer is Craigslist.
Dave, many years ago, we took an oath, a solemn oath, in our rich friend's dad's basement that was wood panel walling. There was a moose on the wall and a stack of penthouse form letters. And we put our hands on those holy magazines and swore that we would help these freaks fly their flags as high as they can and find love someday through the power of Craigslist.
I would like to never let these people find love, personally.
What?
I don't like that we're helping these creeps, dude. That freaks me out.
This is like, this first one's not creepy. It's, I met you in the margarita line at the taco festival.
Oh, okay. Sounds really non-predatory.
This is a man for a woman. To the lady I let cut in line.
Oh, okay, he's a gentleman.
At the taco and margarita festival, which, by the way, Audrey, I don't know if you use your superpower of being hot or not.
Pretty privileged, for sure.
But you can cut in any line at any time.
Yeah, like, man.
You walk up to any single dude.
I let you cut.
Yeah. Only when I wear my scrunch butt leggings.
Yeah. You say you wouldn't let her cut?
I would not let her cut.
Well, that's because you're a married man. I'm saying you find no. Any
I don't let anybody cut because I think cutting is the least American. That's what communists do.
Yeah. Cutting communists. Yeah. Absolutely.
I also don't put my cart back.
Oh, I will fight you.
I'm just kidding.
No, but
they're going to get us fired.
I know. I said, just kidding.
You know what I do is I send my hot wife to ask a single guy if she can cut in line. And then when he says yes, then all the rest of us roll.
The whole me the and the four train.
Kids. 38 kids, grandma.
So this guy allowed this woman to cut in front of him. And now he
said,
is trying to get the
cut
courage.
Line. Yeah, at the Taco and Margarita Festival. Now he wants to be paid back for that favor. Yeah,
oh,
you said you were a nurse and told me your name, but I didn't hear you. Message me.
Because he... You didn't hear her.
Yeah.
Okay.
Got it. Yeah.
Cool,
buddy.
Were
you 100 or was the festival just popping?
How about this? This is entitled Laundromat. This is very rare. We don't get this a lot. Woman for woman.
Okay. Ooh, yeah, laundromat.
To the very gorgeous goth girl whom I caught looking twice at me while folding my clothes. Not sure if you thought I was trying to steal your clothes, LOL. But twice I caught you. And then... I tried to talk to you. I got nothing. Well, thanks for the eye candy. I seriously doubt you're the type to read these, but if so, what did I tell you as you walked up to the dryer?
I mean, I don't want to stereotype, but if anybody was going to steal my clothes, it would be a goth chick.
I was, Mahoney, swear to God I'm alive, I was just thinking something similar. And then I was like, what would, if she was stealing someone else's clothes, would that person also have to be goth, or do you have to be, like, casually goth?
Just anything we
like
wear.
Like mall goth?
Yeah. All my Hot Topic band shirts.
Yeah, Mahoney, I don't think that you need to worry about getting robbed by a goth girl. If there was a goth girl wearing a Tommy Bahama, that would be quite the departure.
Yeah, she would just wear the Tommy Bahama with, like, fishnets underneath.
This one is entitled Lindsay. Rave Saturday night. Do people still go to raves? Is that a thing?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Okay.
I mean, I feel like they're more like I don't think they call them raves anymore though. It's just it's EDM.
Yes.
It's there's a man for a woman that says, "Hello, I was the devil with the mango. You had the jumpsuit and cool green lights handy." And he put "handy" in quotes.
Okay.
We were both there early and dancing in the hot room. You were introduced yourself to me by the gates of heaven with your friend Sheena. I was really in a bizarre headspace, and the third person's energy tripped me out. Then I disappeared into the restroom for the rest of the night.
Oh.
You seem like someone I would like to be friends with or get to know better.
See, this is one thing that I accept a lot of things, and I can never actually believe that I would ever put myself into a position where I'm in a sweaty room full of people that are dressed as devils dancing with mangoes.
Yeah, but like, if I could just wear only a diaper... And have some glow sticks.
I can see you doing
and
that.
And then spend the entire night in a bathroom?
Yeah.
Like you would do that?
That is Mahoney's midlife crisis in a nutshell.
Yeah, I can't afford a Corvette.
That's my personal hell, I think.
Yeah, yeah. And this one is Farm and Fleet Bright-Haired Girl, Man for Woman. Hey, I hope you got on here hoping I would do this. I came in and you were in the self-check area. I checked out and you noticed. You helped me check out through the self-checkout. I wish I would have gave you my number. I'm interested in you. Message me. You are a woman and I'm not looking for a man. So all you gay guys, I like women, not men.
Uh-huh.
No offense. It's just a fact. Hope you and your bright hair contact me. Like, that is the most...
Why are you adding extra details, uh-huh, buddy?
It sounds like he's posted before, and the only response he got back was from gay men.
Yeah, hey, man.
Like, or he's like, yeah, definitely don't want any gay guys. Wink.
Dude, live your life. Be free. It's all good.
Yeah, be free at Farm and Fleet.
Yep.
Dave Mahoney.
It's Dave and Mahoney.
Oh, good for you.
Glitz, glamour, and out-of-touch celebrities.
Well, that's redundant.
It's Pop Trash.
I'm Dave and Mahoney.
Growing up, we used to think it would be wonderful to be rich and famous. And now as we've gotten older, we realize that would be terrible to be rich and famous. It would be awesome to be rich.
And not famous.
And anonymous. But I mean...
The worst is being rich and broke.
Or famous and broke.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. But the idea of not being able to go anywhere without everyone constantly bugging you. I mean, can you imagine if you're George Clooney and you just want to go eat at a restaurant? You can't.
That's the thing I love about radio. I mean, like, you know, it's a personal medium, you know, but, you know, 99.9% of people when we are out have no clue and have no care. You know, and not that it doesn't bother us because it happens so infrequently that, like, hey, I love you. We're like, yeah, we love
awesome,
you too.
Yeah,
that's awesome. We love that. But, like, when you're at, like, a George Clooney level,
You're a prisoner of your own success because you've become so famous that, again, if you go out to eat at a restaurant, you're going to get harassed probably while you're trying to enjoy your meal. But more than that, you can't get away with anything, man. Like, everyone is
well,
constantly
watching. Well, with cell phones
you.
Now, man, yes. Like, if you were famous in, like, the 70s, that'd be cool as hell.
It would be real cool.
That'd be real, real cool.
Prove it. Yeah. Prove it.
Prove it.
But now with cameras everywhere. But, you know, obviously it gets taken to another level. Also, Prince Harry and Meghan Markle, which are maybe the most annoying celebrities out there.
I hate that they are even celebrities.
They, and, you know, this sounds pretty reminiscent of something else. That had to do with Prince Harry's mother. But they said they had a bone-chilling case of deja vu when they were chased by paparazzi.
Of course they said that. And then guess what? There was a cabbie that came out and said, nah, that's not what happened. The New York Police Department came out and was like, nah, man, there were no arrests. There were no tickets.
Oh, this is fake?
This is them just trying to create more controversy. And it's sickening to me to try to invoke images of what happened tragically
passing.
To your mother to kind of benefit and create sympathy for you and yours, man.
Gross.
It's just gross, man. They are the worst.
Well, especially when you know, because it's all for promo for whatever they're not going to do,
your
right?
Crappy
it's like
podcast.
Well, that they don't do.
Yeah.
That's gross. That's unbelievable. So I read this story and I'm like, it's crazy because they're talking about like a 2-hour pursuit.
It just came
with
out.
Paparazzi.
It just came out.
That is unbelievable. Yeah. They made the whole thing up.
They were driving somewhere. Sure, you drove somewhere, but everybody who had any sort of.
It just feels like
the
paranoia.
The people they talked to who witnessed this were like, no, man, they're grossly exaggerating the situation that went
the
down.
The story that they told was that there's paparazzi and a half dozen blacked out vehicles driving on the sidewalk, running red lights, even driving wrong ways on one-way street. There was a relentless pursuit, they said, resulting in multiple near collisions involving other drivers,
so you're
pedestrians, and two cops.
That six cars are chasing after two not even royals anymore. Like, I mean, they're not, I don't mean to say this in the way that it's going to come off, but it is what it is. It's Harry and Meghan Markle. It's not like, I mean, I feel like maybe Kim Kardashian were to probably say this, I would
believe
it.
They're not even driving like that after Kim.
No!
And Kim's the biggest.
And you're in the United States.
Kim is the most tabloid, sought after celebrity in the country. Get out of here.
They made it sound like it was this whole convoy.
Yes,
like
they
see
did.
Like the government
that's
running.
Not.
You're like, first off, have you ever met a paparazzi? They're normally driving like Honda Civics.
No, man.
Yeah, they're not like an organized union of the paparazzi. It's not a fleet of vehicles that all look the same.
This is also very reminiscent of a man talking about the size of the fish he caught.
Amongst other things.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, not true.
It was 6 feet.
This is Dave and Mahoney.
There are certain things that Audrey has not experienced in life, and it always surprises me. Like, when you tell me that you had never seen Indiana Jones, I'm like, you know, because I'm older than you, obviously, but not that much older. Like, I feel like you consume so much media throughout the course of your life. But then when you finally watched Indiana Jones after all those years, you were like, meh.
No, I didn't even finish it because I got so much secondhand embarrassment from the movie.
That makes me so angry.
Why you pushed the boulder up the hill just to have it roll down.
It was a booby
the
trap.
The tribe that was living there? Yeah.
So then what? That seems like that slave labor. You're just going to have them go and push
Hold
it up there.
Hold on.
Are they getting paid?
Get all woke about who moved the boulder?
Yep, I am.
Sisyphus did.
Did they even have a union? Where was their union
rep? Exactly. Who had to push it back up after it did not even squash Indiana Jones?
Well, because he was fast as hell.
Yes.
Improper booby trapping.
But they killed Alfred Molina.
Yeah.
The other guy fell into the pit. Like, they killed a bunch of dudes.
They're very dangerous.
Indiana Jones, just a boss.
Yeah.
He was moving kind of slow.
It was a really good booby trap. He didn't even get fazed by the spiders.
I bet that Macaulay Culkin could have set up a better booby trap if we're being real.
I mean, if we ever had a crossover.
Macaulay Culkin current day and Harrison
Verse,
Ford current day.
Indiana Jones. Yeah.
Oh, that'd be kind of sad. But the reason why I bring up Indiana Jones is because I know that you're not a fan. You say it's secondhand embarrassment, all this stuff. It was a huge part of my youth. I loved Indiana Jones.
Of course.
One of the top five movies of my childhood up there. You know, it's just one, I think, you know, kind of helped define cinema and make blockbusters. And, you know, Harrison Ford became, you know, a larger-than-life superstar.
Yeah, because Harrison Ford could have been very easily kind of pigeonholed into being just Han Solo.
I mean, you could have had the, you know,
Mark Hamill.
Who, yeah.
Again, just Luke Skywalker forever, right? And thankfully for Mark Hamill, because I actually really like Mark Hamill.
He's great.
He has kind of had a resurgence recently because obviously Star Wars is so iconic, but he's kind of leaned into the fact that he's just still Luke Skywalker.
He's Mark Hamill. Yeah, he's Luke Skywalker.
Yep. But Indiana Jones, all of the movies, and I don't imagine that you're going to give it another shot, Audrey, but they're all coming to Disney+.
Oh.
Disney Plus and I believe Paramount.
Yeah, which Paramount.
Which is an interesting kind of, you know,
partnership.
Like, I mean, well, the fact
they're
that,
sharing
that,
rights, yeah.
Well, the fact that, you know, Steven Spielberg, George Lucas, who were the creators of Indiana Jones, are, you know, finding a way to monetize this multiple ways across multiple platforms. I was not excited about Indiana Jones number 5, but after watching the previews and kind of Harrison Ford's having a little bit of a resurgence right now with Shrinking.
He's found his voice again, in my opinion. Like, yeah. He can still play, like in 1923, which is on Paramount Plus, it's, you know, spinoff of Yellowstone. He can still play a role where he's kind of like that iconic Harrison Ford, like an action star.
Yeah.
But he's an aging action star, and it feels like he's really leaning into that more, which I very much appreciate, because that Indiana Jones with him and Shia LaBeouf, I was just like, what are we doing?
See, whenever I was watching, and Mahoney, I know you probably know which movie this was, whenever he came back into Star Wars as older Han Solo.
Episode 7.
7.
Yes.
Okay, so that's whenever I was like, oof, you're getting a little old.
Yeah.
And then now, whenever I saw him in Shrinking, I'm like, oof, you're getting a little old, but in a positive way. Like,
yeah.
I was like, that fits the mold.
But you're leaning into it. Yeah,
yes.
Like him kind of being like a surly, grumpy old
Make
man.
Make him like the character, you know, I mean, obviously Indiana Jones, but like how we saw Sean Connery.
Exactly.
Even though Sean Connery is 20 years younger than Harrison Ford is right now, starring in Indiana Jones in The Last Crusade, which is kind of crazy just to think about.
So the first 4 films are going to be available on Disney Plus. They're available on Paramount Plus right now, but there's also the TV series, The Adventures of Young Indiana Jones.
Young Indiana Jones Chronicles.
Have you watched that?
Dude, yeah, River Phoenix was Young Indiana Jones.
Yeah.
It was. If you haven't watched it, it's surprisingly really good.
So it's still a little ways away. At the end of this month, May 31st, is when the first 4 films and the TV series are going to be available to stream on Disney Plus. But this just shows, more than anything, that content is king, right?
Yep.
Even like these huge platforms like Disney Plus, they're going, we have all the Disney stuff, but we somehow still need more. So, Audrey, I hope, I doubt you will, but I hope that you'll give them another chance.
Nah, just go watch Last Crusade. Watch Last Crusade.
Okay.
Skip Temple of Doom. You ain't ready for that.
She's not.
I don't know what's happening.
You got secondhand embarrassment from a rolling rock. Wait till you see the heart being ripped out of a chest. You ain't ready.
Oh, is that the reference from Ace Ventura?
Yes.
Yes. See, everything will come
You're
together
kidding
for you.
Me. Yeah. I had no clue. I thought
Oh, God.
Wow, full circle moment.
You're listening to Dave and Mahoney.
Time to play Tipsy.
Stop drinking through the quad.
Or Toddler. Dave and Mahoney.
Terry is joining us today for a round of Tipsy or Toddler. Terry, let me ask you this. Have you spent any time around drunk people or little kids recently?
I have.
Both?
Yes.
Excellent.
I have.
Okay, great. So you are well equipped for this game. We're just going to read you some things that were said, and you're trying to figure out if it was a very drunk person or persons or a little kid that was saying those things. So, Mahoney, you and I will take the first one. Are you prepared, sir? You need to warm up or anything?
No.
You good to go?
I'm ready. I'm good.
Okay, here we go. Are you okay?
Yeah.
Are you okay?
I'm married.
You're married? You're passed out on a stack of brats.
I can't go home with you.
I don't want to go home with you. Are you okay?
I'm okay.
Terry, is that a tipsy person or a toddler?
I think it's tipsy.
Tipsy is...
What do you think?
Correct. That's absolutely right. Let's have a listen.
Are you okay?
Yeah.
Are you okay?
I'm married.
You're married? You're passed out on a stack of blocks.
Can't go home with me.
I don't want to go home with you. Are you okay?
I'm okay.
Very drunk, but still faithful. Look at that guy.
I
can't go home with you.
That was his wife.
Oh, it was? Even better. All right, so Terry, you are on the board with 1. Audrey, take it away at number 2 whenever you're ready.
I'm trying to stay in there so I can have some sleep, but everyone is talking and I hear it even with the door shut, with my door open and her door shut.
Tipsy or a toddler, Terry?
I think that's a toddler.
Man, you are good at this game, I'll tell you that much. So listen.
I'm trying to stay in there so I can have some sleep, but everyone's talking and I can hear it even with doors shut. When my door opened and her door shut.
Man, a little Southern accent on a kid.
A kid with a Southern.
Cute.
Oh my God,
that is adorable.
He's one of my favorite follows on TikTok. This little kid.
Is he a big like TikToker?
He's just because listen to that little accent. Of course he is.
All right, Terry, you're 2 for 2. Here we go on to number 3.
Okay.
Self defense. If a man ever tries to get you to steer him right here, you go, and they'll be down.
Terry, is that a tipsy person or a toddler?
I'm going to go with toddler.
Toddler.
It's correct.
Wow.
Killing it.
Self defense. If a man ever tries to get you, just get him right here and go. And they'll be down.
Did they actually give that kid a taser?
They did. They gave that kid a taser.
Oh, that is fantastic.
A kid with a taser.
With a Southern accent and a taser. We just wound up the first one. That's
even
amazing.
Better.
Yeah, it's
my
incredible.
TikTok feed is full of kids with tasers and Southern accents, man.
Of course it is. All right, Mahoney, whenever you're ready with number 4.
You're just killing it.
I think you can win it right here.
You can win it all right here.
Okay.
Oh! Woohoo! 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 Is that a tipsy person or a toddler?
That's how you read that?
That's how I read it.
That's okay.
What'd you say?
Tipsy.
She is correct. She went 4 for 4. Let's see if Mahoney's interpretation is correct. Here we go. Pretty good, Mahoney. Pretty good.
You're listening to Dave and Mahoney.
So if you're new to the show, you probably have picked up that I've got 4 kids and I'm married. Mahoney, you're married. You and your wife have been together for, 13 years?
Yeah,
something like that,
years.
A long time. Yep. Audrey's in a long-term committed relationship. You and your boyfriend coming up on a year, right?
Yeah. A year at the end of the month.
Well, congratulations to that. But Chris, our executive producer, on the other hand, and he just made a face like he doesn't want to talk about this. Chris is on the prowl. And Chris...
We'll see when you say it like that. You can't say it like that, Dave.
When I was single, he did this to me, too. So,
look,
sorry.
If my wife ever wises up and leaves me, I'm going to do the same thing to myself. Listen, our lives are content. And, you're experiencing things. You're out there trying to meet people just like everyone does if you're single and ready to mingle. And you are on some social media like Tinder and apps like that, right?
I hate these apps. I had tried them, briefly before in my life and just had never had any success. Like I was just telling you guys off the air, I'm an in-person kind of guy, in the wild. You know what I mean? My personality does better in person, I feel like.
Well, in our generation, too, because you're the same age as me? You're 41?
Yeah, I'm 40.
40, so you're younger than me. But we came up around the same time. We didn't have the Tinders and everything else to fall back on. So if you wanted to, hone your craft and meet people and try to get dates, in person was the only way to do it.
Well, and like we were used to AOL Instant Messenger.
ASL?
So in Tinder, if I write, 40/M... I'm not getting a lot of responses there. Yeah,
it also feels like dating has become, even though you're connected to so many more people, it's much more disposable, right? Back in our day, if we made a move, right, where you were trying to show someone you were interested in them, that was a fairly significant thing. Now, my younger brother, Matt, who's perpetually single and wants to be, he'll just sit there and literally swipe right on every single girl.
It's a drug, dude. I swear.
Just to see who he matches with. And he's like, I don't really care if any of this stuff works out.
What's kind of wild, too, and Chris, I don't know if you feel like you do this or your friends have done this for you, if you've seen this out in the wild, but I have girlfriends of mine who will just be like, hey, I'm going to the bathroom. Will you swipe for me? Not even seen as an act of attempting to meet people sometimes. It's just kind of
it's not
the
real
shooting fish in a barrel sort of situation.
Yes, it's not
whatever
real.
I can get.
Those people that you're swiping no on,
your friends are just playing
humans.
Hot or not.
Right.
They find it
so,
fun, you know?
Let me ask you this, and if it may be too personal or not, is your stuff here yet?
No.
So you've been going on dates.
You can't bring a girl back to your place at 40 and be like, hey, I got an air mattress.
No.
And a couch. She's got a couch. Did you just buy a couch?
You can't have couch sex.
But yeah, I'm too old for all that. Come on.
Come on, you're 40, brother.
Do you have to rent a hotel room? Is that what's going
on? That's the problem right now.
That's even creepier. Like, look, I couldn't spring for the Four Seasons, so I just got this one by the hour. So, but wait, you went on a date this week, and it went terrible, right?
No, it didn't go terrible. Okay. It's just like, you know, when you show up and you're chatting, and you're just like, you're just kind of like, you just know. Right? You know. Like, I'm too old. I'm not looking for hookups. I'm looking for love.
Oh, shut up.
Shut up.
I believe that. Chris, I 100% believe that Chris wants
to. He just told us a pickup line he used.
I can't reveal that. I don't want anybody stealing that.
No, but you're saying, so you've been talking to this girl online. You have a phone conversation as well. Then you meet her out of the bar. But you instantly knew, like, Insta vibes, that this was not a fit.
Not instantly, but, like, you know, within, like, the first 10 or 15 minutes of conversation. You know what I mean? I don't know. Like, I'm the guy that feels like I need to have butterflies or something. I need to be like, oh.
You deserve to be wowed.
The face. Don't make that face at me, Dave.
No.
Shut up.
He's
right.
That is so true, though, because I know that feeling. Whenever you have that feeling, it's like you're attracted to someone. That's what the butterflies are. It's like you know that's, whether or not it's going to be like a prolonged situation, it's enough to keep you interested. And if it didn't happen immediately, then it wasn't there.
No, but here's, you ended up having what? Just one single drink with this person, and then you ended up calling it a night?
Yeah. Yeah.
I could not do that. Like, my guilt, even if I know this date was going so poorly, I would, like, actually, you know, I think that's how my wife and I got married.
This is Dave and Mahoney.
Yeah,
Dave and Mahoney present.
Fast food freakout.
Shut up and listen to my order.
Ashley is joining us today for a round of fast food freakouts. How are you, Ashley?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Excellent. Do you have a favorite fast food restaurant?
I guess Chick-fil-A.
Chick-fil-A. Okay. So Mahoney is here to help you out today. Mahoney is excellent at this game. I don't know if you've heard him dissect some of this audio before. He doesn't have the answers in front of him. Only I do. But we're going to play you some audio, and then Mahoney and you can kind of sort through it and try to figure it out. Audrey's here to help as well, but let's be honest. This is Mahoney's moment to shine.
Don't discount Audrey, because she has been to many a fast food restaurant like I have. I personally have visited no less than 28,365 McDonald's worldwide.
There's not that many.
I went to Crete 7 years ago.
Went to McDonald's?
Hit the McDonald's.
Okay. So again, I'll give you the kind of the setup here. I'll play the audio, then you get multiple choice to try to break it down. Here we go on the first one. This particular woman wants a worker fired after calling her names.
She came in here and called me a dumbass and she still has a job? Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? I came here to buy food from you guys.
You came here to abuse my customers.
I came here to buy food from you, from this chain restaurant, and she called me a dumbass.
Okay, Ashley, do we think that's A, a Chick-fil-A, B, a Denny's, or C, a Wingstop?
Definitely not a Chick-fil-A.
Yeah, I mean, after being to many Chick-fil-A's, I would have a hard time seeing any employee at a Chick-fil-A calling anyone a name.
And as a at a Wingstop, I don't know. I feel like rather than just calling you a dumbass, they would probably just fight you. So I'm going to probably lead to this is a slightly nicer Denny's.
Okay, slightly nicer Denny's. Ashley, do you want to follow Mahoney's lead, or do you have a different take?
I agree with that.
Yeah? Okay.
Yeah, I think Mahoney's right.
It's a good guess, but unfortunately, guys, it's wrong. That was a Wingstop. Yeah, that was a Wingstop.
Not in my area.
I mean, you were on the right path with the Wingstop leading to violence, but, I mean, they were calling her names back, so there was that. All right, here we go on to number two. You got to get these next two correct in order to win. This guy is forcing a restaurant to lose business because he has COVID and they won't serve him.
I have the coronavirus, I'm sorry. I really do. I'm sorry. I really apologize. Thank you. More business you just lost. I have a medical condition.
You call the cops, please.
Is that A, a Carl's Jr., B, a McDonald's, or C, a Raisin Cane's?
Oh, man. I don't know. I don't think it's Carl's Jr.
Definitely not a Carl's Jr.
Not a Carl's Jr.
And a Raisin Cane's, they'll just throw you straight in the fryer and make you a tender. You kind of pull that in there. So I think if we're playing the odds on this one, I think we go McDonald's.
All right, I'll go with you on that one.
McDonald's is
Correct. Yes.
I don't know whenever we play this game, Dave. I'm just observing. But I'm not sure if any listener has ever gone not with Mahoney because he's so confident he's so in every answer. Oh, no one ever chooses their own.
Look, it's a dicey game that you play if you're not rolling with Mahoney on this.
I agree because he usually is always right.
It's got me through life. You know, you just say whatever dumb things in your head with confidence and people think you know what you're talking about.
I actually learned something from Mahoney not that long ago that a con man is just short for confidence man.
Yep.
Which just blew me away. I had no idea that a con man, like, they just shortened the word confidence, and it kind of makes sense. All right, actually, here we go for the win, the final one. This customer is mad because his mobile order is not available yet.
Don't you see on my name, Jesse?
Do I see your name?
On the screen.
Do I see your car? We don't serve walk-ups.
I didn't do walk-up.
You walked up?
I did mobile order.
You don't have a mobile?
Yeah, I do. It's on the screen.
You are not in a vehicle. We do not serve walk-up. Your mobile order will be refunded to you.
You're probably going to lose your job. You're going to have to, like, work at McDonald's or something.
I hate that guy based on his voice alone.
And your superiority complex. Yeah. What a prick.
All right, so here we go. Is that A, a Taco Bell, B, an In-N-Out, C, a Dunkin' Donuts?
First off,
Dunkin'.
I don't know, Audrey. Dunkin', they're throwing hands. In-N-Out, not happening because their mobile service doesn't work like that. Dunkin', I'm not as familiar with their mobile service. But again, I feel like that lady's response is not on a Dunkin' level. She was pretty respectful, and this guy was, you know, talking.
Was not.
He was not. So I think based on the mobile service and his fake superiority, thinking that you have to go to McDonald's, that was a Taco Bell.
Ooh.
Well, you know, I'm going to have to go with Mahoney on that. Yeah, we will.
Yeah, that's right. Of course it is.
Mahoney knows, man. If you ever get to play this game, don't think for yourself. just choose the fast food sensei. Fast food sensei all the way through.
I'm like a Toucan Sam following my nose to those fried nuggets and all them tacos.
He always knows.
Dave and Mahoney.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Show.
So, Audrey, I mentioned that Mahoney did, in fact, show up to our golf date. I thought it was like the odds were like 90% that he wasn't going to show up because him doing anything else in a single day doesn't happen that often. But he did show up. We had a great round of golf, mostly.
What do you mean mostly, Dave?
You hit me with a golf ball.
Oh. It didn't hit you.
Yes, it did. It grazed my love handle.
No, it didn't. It you did. Are being so dramatic.
I'm not
come
being
anywhere
dramatic.
Near you.
I tried to jump out of the way, and it grazed.
It did not even hit you.
It was very
you.
Embarrassing because it hit me in the left shank.
So let's see your love handle. Let's see a mark.
I'm going to pull up my shirt.
I was just going to say, Dave, what do you wear whenever you golf? Because right now you usually, for people who don't know, Dave and Mahoney are very similar but different in the ways that they dress. Mahoney dresses in a golf tee, usually jeans and Nikes. And then, Dave, you wear a black t-shirt and jeans with Nikes every single day.
Every day of my life.
These two wear the same things.
Yeah.
Mahoney, you kind of are already in golf gear.
Yeah.
Dave, you're not. Did you get sideswiped by a golf ball in a black t-shirt and jeans?
No, when I go golfing, I wear a golf shirt. I
can't even imagine it.
Yes. That, it hit a tree.
You shanked it right into a tree, and then it came, because this happened a couple of times.
It cleared, it was 5 feet near you, but it did not hit your love handle.
It hit my love handle. So not only did I get assaulted by Mahoney by a golf ball because he's a bad golfer,
Also, we haven't played in a year.
That's also true.
It didn't warm up.
But then I told you that we got pulled over as we were leaving the golf course, and I'm sure that cop who's pulling people over, like 90% of them are drunk. And
we made the smart choice. I was the designated driver.
Yeah, and you didn't drink anything. You enjoyed your cigars out there, some water, staying hydrated, all that stuff. But we get pulled over by this cop, and again, he's like pulling us over because a cracked windshield. I'm like, yeah, we know what's going on here. But Mahoney was very responsible and had not been drinking at all, which is great. But we get pulled over, and what does Mahoney do as soon as we get pulled over? He rolls down the windows, which you're supposed to do to give the police officers like a better view of inside the vehicle.
Roll down all four windows.
Yeah.
And we a former friend of ours that used to be a police officer for 25 years said that cops actually really appreciate that, right? Because they don't have any
idea
what they're
walking into. We want to make sure that everybody is, we want to put them, we want to let the people who are out here serving the community know that we are respectful of what they are
safe.
Doing.
Yeah, police officers are safe.
Yeah. Yeah, you make sure your hands are visible and you roll down the windows and that kind of checks something off their list where they're not worried in that moment. But then Mahoney, shut the car off.
That's what you're supposed to do.
No, you're not.
You shut your car off and you put your keys on the dash.
What are you? What kind
and
of
your hands are at a visible spot
at all times.
What kind
of drug dealer are you, man? Like
somebody who's been pulled over by the cops who lived in a sketchy area most of my life growing up. I know how, like,
dude,
I just
three dudes in a golf shirts. Like, come on.
Doesn't matter. People go crazy these days. And
I
know.
I agree with also, everything that you did except for turning off the air conditioning.
And also, here's the thing. I was trying to be as, affable as possible in this particular situation with the officer who pulled us over.
You trying to get out of a ticket means that me and Matt had to sit there and cook in 100-degree heat yesterday.
So what are your steps? Whenever you got pulled over, you rolled down all four windows. Yes. You turned off your car.
And the keys go on the dashboard.
I feel like there's a third step you're missing that's very common in my world. When does crying happen?
all three of us were sobbing when he walked up.
Good. Yeah.
This is Dave and Mahoney.
Yay!
Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for Dave and Mahoney? Call 833-YO-DUMMY.
Please record your message.
This is the voicemail.
Please leave a message after the tone.
I just saw a bumper sticker on the highway that read, "Honk if you're horny." And to my surprise, every car honks. Just watch out. Everyone's horny today.
Message deleted.
Watch out. What everyone's a warning.
What a warning. And thank you for calling to let us know. Because if I had a car that said honk if I was horny, because a lot of people put those stickers on without you realizing it.
Oh, they do? That is, first off, I've never heard of anyone doing that, but that is hilarious.
And you're just like, why is everyone honking at me?
I appreciate people.
It's the panic.
Yeah. I mean, with like, you know, how we take care of our cars these days, it's different than back in the day. The cars aren't disposable like they were in like the 70s and 80s. You know, they last for a long time now. I appreciate people who commit to crazy bumper stickers.
Oh, man.
I do.
The problem is, like, mostly bumper stickers now just, like, fly a flare that you're either a racist or you really want everyone to coexist.
I saw someone, well, actually, I was sent this sticker the other day. It was of a butterfly, and it says, "Don't honk, I'm sensitive," because like, I will cry sort of situation. And I feel like I need more stickers like that. Ladies, I feel like we need to start letting these people out here know that we're sensitive and a little anxious behind the wheel.
I did see a really good bumper sticker yesterday, now that you mention it. I was driving on the 101, and there was a Prius that was driving pretty slow.
Uh-huh.
They were in the center lane, so they weren't like in the fast lane or anything like that. And the bumper sticker just said, "I'm retired. Go around me."
Accurate.
Respect.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Have any of you had KFC recently? I just had it last night, and it still hits. What's your go-to order?
Message deleted.
Fried chicken is always good. I mean, I know my wife judges me so hard.
How many pieces are you getting?
Oh, I get a three, because I think the largest you can get is either a three or a four piece at KFC in like their small
if
bucket.
If you're a coward and you don't get a full bucket.
I mean, I'll occasionally go for a full bucket when I'm
full
feeling like a real piece of trash myself. But like anytime I get fried chicken, like I feel like she judges me when I bring home fast food.
Yeah.
And then when I bring home fried chicken fast food, I feel like that's the ultimate judgment from her. Like, she's like, "I can't believe I'm with you," because it's just, but there's something.
That's pretty mean. She comes home with a bucket of chicken and she's like, uh-uh.
Well, she's a vegetarian.
Well, she's healthy.
Yeah.
You know, she's like the healthiest person.
She eats whole pizzas.
Yeah, but like there's something about like gnawing deep fried chicken off the bone in front of a vegetarian, you know? It's like, I understand why she judges you.
But, it just goes down so easy. And it's so delicious, especially if it's like piping hot right out of the fryer and that bread's just hitting. But then, like, the walk when you're done to the trash can.
The waddle to the trash can.
And you just like,
are you a fast eater, Mahoney?
Fast-ish.
I ask because whenever I am eating, I always do that waddle after I've eaten and without giving myself.
Expands.
Yes, I'm not giving myself enough opportunity to let it sit. Mm-hmm. And feel how full I am. Like, I could have probably gone a half bucket instead of a full bucket.
Yeah.
Do you do that, Dave?
Who are these people out there who are only eating two pieces of chicken from, in like a combo? Like, you got a leg and a thigh. That's all you're getting. That's really, who is that person who's like, "That satisfies me"?
I never want a leg. If I do anything, I'm going to go two thighs.
Thigh and a breast.
Oh,
you really don't combo. Like the drummies?
If I'm going to go drums, I'd rather just get some wings.
Yeah. Drums are just okay, unless it's a turkey drum.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Yeah, I'd like to speak to your manager in regard to a few things that have been said over the past couple weeks. Can you please get me their direct line?
Message deleted.
Absolutely. You can call our boss anytime that you want. His email is Mahoney@DavidMahoney.com.
Oh, so you're admitting I'm the boss now. Great.
Dave and Mahoney.
There's been a lot of talk recently about, you know, different athletes. And normally the stories are not great because they're in the news because they did something stupid, like this whole thing with Ja Morant where second time with a gun. And I don't know if you saw that the Nike app actually removed his sneakers from both the app and the site because, you know, Ja Morant
can't get out of his own way.
Also, like, what are you doing hanging out with people that are going to put you holding a gun on the internet?
After everything has already happened the first time.
A huge disaster for Ja Morant. And my understanding is, like, his upbringing, like, he didn't, like, come from the streets. He's like got a family that's
stable.
You're from
the suburbs.
Yeah, you're from the suburbs.
There's nothing that people hate from the streets more than people from the suburbs pretending like they're street.
Right, and like you've got everything in the world going for you. All you have to do is just not be a dumbass.
Oh, man.
So Ja Morant, again, you know, in all kinds of trouble, and understandably so. Like, you can't be sitting here waving guns around on social media. You've got a huge following. And like, also, why are you behaving like this? This doesn't make any sense to me. Meanwhile, you've got other athletes, and this is actually one that's a good story. Josh Allen, I had a chance to interact with him a couple of times in the different NFL stuff that I do. Just the absolute sweetest dude in the world. Do you remember that story where I told you we were at a Super Bowl event and Josh Allen was one of the guests that I was talking to at the USAA activation? And just, again, nicest guy in the world. But I'm sitting there on stage and there's a group of people that are in this room. And I'm like, man, that looks like Steve Wilkos.
From Jerry Springer?
From Jerry Springer. Now he has his own show, right? It was Steve Wilkos.
Oh, wow.
And he was sitting there up front, like, and he was, like, kind of nervously pacing back and forth. And he approaches me, and he's like, hey, can you get my kid to meet Josh Allen? And I'm like,
You're Steve Wilkos.
I'm like, yes. Yeah,
can
actually.
You get yourself to meet Josh Allen?
Like,
what do you
mean? I like that he's, you know, being respectful. And that's, you know.
Like, I was hosting the event, so, like, obviously there was a connection there. So it's not like he just approached a random stranger. And I was like, yeah, absolutely, man. We can figure that out. And he sat there very patiently backstage with his kid. And Josh Allen came out. And, again, Josh Allen, the sweetest dude in the world to this kid that he didn't know from Adam. But Josh Allen is quite literally superhuman.
What's he doing now?
He went to batting practice. They had batting practice between the Toronto Blue Jays and the New York Yankees.
Okay.
And he was out there swinging the bat.
Okay.
He needs to not.
He hit 4 home runs.
He needs to not.
Yeah, all right, let's not Tim Tebow this.
Yeah. Well, I mean, not only that, but like protect your wrists, protect your arms.
He plays
your
football.
Elbows.
He can swing a bat. He's fine. Man. One of them made it to the upper deck. So this guy, when you talk about like super
athlete. He hit an upper
athlete,
deck home. I mean, even if it's deck in batting practice, it's still.
Still, that's you're cranking
Mahoney,
that.
I'm surprised that you're not even sitting here advocating for like what I am right now. Because you see people who are playing football go out, play basketball, and then tear their knees up and then are out for a season. And that's why you got all your famous and favorite players on IR during your fantasy league.
Yeah, man, I want Allen on. I don't want Allen to dominate the AFC. See ya.
This is the Dave and Mahoney Show.
To own a partial interest in a fireworks stand. It's the Redneck Report. Dog will hunt. On Dave and Mahoney.
Oh boy, I love stories like this. So officers were called out to a robbery 9:20 in the morning, which seems like a weird time to be out robbing. 3 employees of a money loan center called the cops because they say that a man threw a rock through the front glass door, threw a rock at the teller glass, and then tried to get into the teller area before leaving. Officers went into the business not realizing that the man had left and broke the driver's side vehicle of the cop car. So they ran inside. He was outside, busted out the cop window.
What are you doing?
It was still running. The vehicle was. So he was like, I'm going to steal the cop car. He got in, took off in the car, and guess what was in the car?
The dog?
A surprise canine.
Oh! Did the dog bite the hell out of him?
It didn't say, they don't know for sure, but he crashed shortly thereafter.
The dog bit the hell out of him.
The dog got him.
Not only was there a dog, but I also feel like this was bad from the jump. That ended poorly for this guy, but I mean, it couldn't have gone much better. I mean, the way that the banks are going right now, I feel like you weren't going to make out with too much.
Yeah, the banks don't have any money anymore. Like, yeah, what are you talking about?
Also, people putting money in the banks don't have money anymore.
Yeah, so the canine was just fine, by the way. That's an important detail there.
Good. I'm glad to hear the dog. There's nothing better than a police dog.
Dogs with jobs. We love them.
I mean, unless you're finding, like, you know, drugs on me 20 years ago.
Yeah, that's not great.
The only thing that
we love more at the Dave Mahoney Morning Show than child labor is dogs with jobs.
Dogs with jobs.
It's dogs with jobs and then kids with jobs.
Yes,
super close second.
Absolutely. two things that America is built on.
Put those paws in tiny hands to work.
You never see a cat with a job. You never see a cat with a job.
Lazy ass cats.
Never.
No, man. Yep. They would be your boss. Like they would be. They're the evil geniuses. They are the CEOs. They are the suits, yeah, actually.
Don't actually do any work. They just figure out how to make sure to pay everyone as little as possible.
That's such a cat thing.
Accurate.
Stunningly accurate.
You're listening to Dave and Mahoney.
Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for Dave and Mahoney? Call 833-YO-DUMMY.
Please record your message.
This is the voicemail.
Please leave a message after the tone.
What's something you've been struggling with lately, and what have you been doing to cope?
Message deleted.
Well, being overweight.
Yeah,
and then I cope to eat my by coping. I eat my feelings, so creating a cycle of.
In the very famous words of Fat Bastard, I eat because I'm unhappy, and I'm unhappy because I eat.
I eat when I'm happy. I eat when I'm sad. I eat when I'm bored. I eat when I'm not bored. Mm-hmm. Like I'm lucky and blessed that I don't have any vice that you know would like drinking too much or drugs or anything like that. But food is just mine. And that's how I cope with literally everything. Because it's just so tasty. I mean, really.
It's a pretty good, I mean, for me, like, drinking, like, to take the edge off of the glass of scotch at the end of the night or something like that. I feel like eating is probably healthier than drinking.
You and I are the exact opposites. Because I could go, I love booze, but I can go without months or even a year without alcohol.
I don't care about food at all, really. It's just sustenance.
Same.
Yeah.
I'm surprised that you guys didn't bring this up, but, you know, we've all kind of been away from our significant others for, you know, about the last month and a half.
Oh, yeah, that too. I love you, baby.
And, you know, your kids, and I do know that that's been tough for you, Dave. Yeah, so, but that is something for me. You know, been in a relationship with my boyfriend for not even a year, and then now we are, you know, doing a long-distance relationship, making it work. And the way that I have coped is I've got a puppy.
You know, Everyone's got their own little thing, and getting a puppy is probably the healthiest, maybe the most expensive fix, but it's probably the healthiest.
Companionship. Yeah. I mean, and I know that again, you know, Mahoney, you do enjoy your alone time, and Dave, I do know you enjoy your alone time too. But you both really do love your wives, so you know, I don't know, Dave, do you feel like you're drinking more? Mahoney, do you feel like you're eating more?
Oh yeah, I mean, I had three spicy Chick-fil-A sandwiches last
night. Three, dude,
I'm still drunk from yesterday.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Hey, Mahoney, you know how you like the seatbelt extenders? Mm-hmm. So who do you think we should lobby for a CCSVE, you think? All right, guys, have a good day.
Message deleted.
Concealed seatbelt extender?
I used to have a lot of rage issues, Dave, and you know those in my youth, and I've coped with those a lot better as I've gotten older. My, like, testosterone has gone down. But one of the, like, violent fantasies that I've always have is being on a plane.
Somebody starts acting a fool.
Somebody starts acting a fool and starts getting, like, handsy or getting rowdy with, you know, one of the flight attendants or something. Like, somebody needs to be restrained on a plane. I want to take a seatbelt extender that they had there for, you know, the larger folk like myself and beat somebody with it.
And see, the fact that you have that fantasy as well to me, because airplanes used to be such a luxury, and now people just act like it's a Greyhound, and they are really rowdy all the time.
But I just really want to hit somebody with one of those, like, who deserves,
might come to fruition, dude.
Somebody who deserves to be hit by a seatbelt extender.
And see, you're playing the long game here. You just said that you're eating like crap and you're putting on weight, but it's the long game to get fat enough to need the seatbelt extender, so that way, when that starts going down in the plane, you can be the hero.
That's right.
I can just see you swinging that thing around like Michael Angelo's nunchucks. Pink. Yes.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Hey, guys. And I say guys to be, you know, gender neutral, not just Davis and Mahoney. That includes Audrey as well. So, hey, guys, if you could name a gym franchise, what would you name it? Anything you want. Have a good day.
Message deleted.
You're talking to the wrong people here. Naming a gym franchise?
I feel like we could get something going, like, ouchies. Like, calling it something like, ow, but you'll feel better afterwards.
I'm going to call it Husky Booties.
Husky Booties.
Yeah, I don't know why. It just seems, has a nice ring to it.
Can we just, like, combine, you know, like, one of these, like, $5 a month gyms and a $5 pizza place like Little Caesars together and just incorporate those two? Like, Planet Little Caesars?
You know what? That would actually work. We could call it Hot and Ready.
Yeah.
Whether you wanted the gym or the pizza, you get both.
This is Dave and Mahoney.
Oh, I'd love to be an Oscar Mayer wiener. That is what I truly like to be.
I am furious, Mahoney.
Why is that, Dave?
I know that you have some very special memories inside of the Oscar Mayer Wienermobile.
The first time I ever met Marissa Tomei was inside the Oscar Mayer Wienermobile.
You were doing the morning show in San Diego at the time. And
she was promoting The Wrestler, came by, could not have been nicer or smelled better. Maybe the best smelling person I ever smelled in my life.
Did you go into the Wienermobile with her?
Happened to be in our parking lot that day, and she asked if she could have a tour of the Oscar Mayer Wienermobile.
Were you authorized to give Marissa Tomei?
Authorized myself, Dave, to give Marissa Tomei a tour of the Oscar Mayer Wienermobile.
Didn't you say that she demanded that you give her a hug as well?
You know, at the end of the thing, she was, incredibly nice. Incredibly charismatic and charming, as you know, any big time actor would be.
Right.
I would be respectful. Thank you. Went to shake her hand. She's like, oh no, we don't shake, we hug.
But see, you're a really awkward hugger.
Like, I don't like hugging people.
Did it feel awkward with her, or was she just so welcoming that it felt like the right fit?
It was the best hug I've ever had in my life.
Does your wife know that?
She does now.
Well, the reason why I am furious about this story is because, again, you've got a long history with the Oscar Mayer Wienermobile. I think all of us in this room have grown up with the Oscar Mayer Wienermobile.
I mean, that is what America is founded upon, a giant wiener in buns traversing across America up and down the interstates.
The weenie whistle is the thing that I know, like the weenie whistle.
How does that work, Audrey? Oh, well,
that's what it sounds like.
Very nice weenie whistle.
Thank you. But I only really ever, Oscar Mayer Wiener wasn't really the car for me, because I grew up in the South, like Podunk Nowhere. And that wasn't like a thing that we like fancied to the opportunity to see. Like, it wasn't.
Well, it was a special occasion. It's like the Budweiser Clydesdales, the Oscar Mayer Wiener. It's a historical monument on wheels.
And that's why we should all sign the petition to stop this from happening there. Renaming the Wienermobile.
To what?
The Oscar Mayer Frankmobile.
At least make it the Frank Tank.
Ooh, a Frank Tank.
Yeah, man.
Ooh,
like, where you just, like, get, like, a tank because America. Yeah. And then instead of bullets, hot dogs.
Shoots hot dogs right into my mouth.
Yeah, like a t-shirt gun at a basketball game.
Okay,
everybody's
now that is actually a fantastic
idea. It's not a 50 cal, it's a 360 cal, because that's how many calories are in each hot dog.
Did you look
just
it
make
up?
That up?
I'm just ballparking.
Okay.
Guessing. Like a hot dog!
Oh, he's hot dog. Woo! Look out.
Sorry about that.
But yeah, the Wienermobile has been around for 100 years, and now they're changing the name to Frankmobile, and I don't think we can stand for
that. You're telling me that they had the Wienermobile during the Depression?
Yeah. That's
the Dust Bowl?
People are waiting in line for food. Meanwhile, there's gigantic hot dog is rolling by.
This is what you can't eat right now because you're poor. You have your children working in factories right now. But here's the Wienermobile.
Dave,
Oscar Mayer.
I don't want to call you a sucker, but I'm going to call you a sucker.
Okay.
This is just a story that they're going to put out, and then people are going to get outraged, and then they're going to change it back.
I understand that I'm taking.
We're just giving Oscar Mayer free publicity.
No, I understand what's going on here. But we
need to point that out.
We need to point
that
out.
There's no way the Frank Mobile sticks.
The CEO came out and said it pays homage to the brand's 100% beef franks, and it debuts a tasty new recipe that is more flavorful than ever.
You know what? They need to give more love, Oscar Mayer, to the bologna, because
B-O-L-O-G-N-A.
Hot dogs are popular. Exactly. Yeah. Like, we need like a bologna Bugatti or something.
Bugatti.
Yeah, man. See, like,
can we say that on the radio?
This is why Audrey deserves the big bucks. Not only did she come up with the Frank Tank, she just came up with the bologna Bugatti. I mean, Oscar Mayer, where are you spending
your
money?
Pay this woman.
This woman deserves all your money, your wieners.
Pay her in hot dogs.
All your wieners. Give me all of them. Don't put that in there.
Follow the Dave and Mahoney Show on social media at Dave and Mahoney.
It goes your home phone, cell phone, email, Facebook, Twitter, and home screen all at the same time.
They're everywhere.